In a radio address that had no doubt been in preparation for some time, President Truman announced a program to determine the technical feasibility of a thermonuclear weapon. At the same time, he ordered a general re-examination of the country's strategic plans. This led to a top-secret policy paper, NSC 68, largely produced by Kennan's successor as Director of Policy Planning in the State Department, Paul Nitze. Nitze, an advocate of a large nuclear arsenal, depicted the Soviet Union as bent on world conquest. He called for a rapid and sustained buildup of the political, economic, and military strength of the free world. Circulated in April 1950, NSC 68 specifically rejected Kennan's proposal to proclaim a policy of no first use of nuclear weapons. To the contrary, a large arsenal of nuclear weapons was to become the foundation of U.S. defense strategy. And to that end, Truman authorized an industrial program to greatly expand the nation's capacity to build nuclear warheads of all configurations.